You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, and we see these birds a lot in Juno, the rock pigeon and the European starling, but there are some things about them that might surprise you. So it's time to tap the expertise of Brenda Wright, the program manager for the Juno Audubon Society. Brenda, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks to you, Andy.
Yeah, great to see you again. And all right, as we've already discussed before, these aren't my favorite birds. I don't love the starlings or the pigeons. They're in my yard a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have two resident rock pigeons, it seems like, because they've discovered beneath my bird feeder is a place that they can find seed often.
A banquet.
Yes.
They are ground feeders. That's what they do.
And then the starlings come in, and they like my lawn a lot, it seems like.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So tell me about these two birds. Were they both introduced?
Yes, but the rock pigeon actually came in the 1600s.
Oh.
So a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have some of our own pigeons. Like there's three or four different varieties of North American pigeons, but they don't like cities and they don't like living on sidewalks.
So the pigeons that we see in city sites, typical city ones, I've always heard of them as being called Asiatic or what?
Yeah, well, there definitely could be some of those, mm-hmm. especially on the West Coast, but most of the North America, they came from Europe.
Okay.
At least the people brought them on purpose.
I see. And those are rock pigeons that we
yes,
have.
Uh-huh.
And those are – they're just what you describe as a pigeon. They might have different kinds of colorings
mm-hmm,
and things
mm-hmm.
like that, right?
Yeah, they could be like – they could be very red or like ours are mostly the blue type with a one color head. But they could be – they can be quite different.
mm-hmm. I have one that has kind of a big white patch on its back
mm-hmm,
sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a mixture of them. On the other hand, the European starlings were brought on purpose into Central Park in New York.
This is such a weird story.
And they were brought because somebody that was a fan of Shakespeare had to have every bird mentioned in Shakespeare plays in Central Park. 100 birds.
It's a bad idea.
100 birds. And so they're genetically tiny. That's the entire North American population is from that 100 birds. You can't tell a West Coast from an East Coast.
And they are just one of those birds that has a niche, and mm-hmm. they're comfortable around humans.
Mm-hmm.
They find lots of different – the type of food they tend to eat is plentifully available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there are millions, literally millions of them in North America now.
And they're the ones that in Europe I've seen them do the amazing flocking behavior where it's swirling,
mm-hmm.
blackened sky almost, and I'm assuming they – do that here as well.
I have actually seen that in Ohio several times.
Okay.
I think they might like the corn.
Yeah, right. Any crop like that, I could see. Yeah.
Yeah. Ours, as far as I can tell here, though, our rock pigeons were first observed in around 1950 in
the
June.
Starlings.
No, sorry, rock
yeah.
pigeons.
Oh, the rock,
rock pigeons.
Pigeons. Okay.
Yeah.
1950. Okay.
Yeah, according to the Alaska historical records.
And then when did the starlings get here?
I couldn't find out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anybody brought them on purpose or not.
I think they seem to me fairly recent, like even in the past 20 years or something,
mm-hmm.
but maybe I'm wrong about that. I just have noticed them in the last 5 years.
Yeah, like the European collared dove came over from Bahama on its own. And it spread across the entire continent in 15, 20 years. They were here. There's some here still.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to the calls of a couple of these in case people are wondering if they are spotting a starling. Starlings are very dark, kind of iridescent. They're actually up close, especially quite beautiful the way that they're colored.
Mm-hmm. And in springtime, the white dots that cover their body, it's actually the wingtips that are white. So during the year, it actually just wears away.
Oh,
and so that's when they get darker, and so in winter they're very dark.
Oh, so this is a starling call. And I've described that even – I've even heard almost like computer beeping sounds. But you say that there actually can be mimics as well.
Yes, they said that they can mimic up to 20 other birds.
Wow. And so that's – yeah, I've heard this – I definitely hear this. Are they more active in the summer, or do you see them year-round here?
You know, they actually seem to have a regular pattern downtown. They move from the old apartment building near the governor's mansion, the very old apartment building.
The Fosby there?
Yeah, down to the beach, and then that very old wharf that's not used for anything
right.
at the moment, and then back.
And that's their ground they cover. I'm in the flats, so maybe I'm on the northern edge of their range.
Yeah. But there is a small group of them out the road near Lena Beach.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I've seen them in Evergreen Cemetery, definitely. They seem like they kind of hunt after the same things that robins do. But maybe
I don't know for sure if they eat worms or not. They are definitely seed eaters.
Seed eaters, okay. Well, now, and this is a pigeon, a rock pigeon sound. This is going to be a common, I think, sound for folks to hear. Good old Ernie and Bert doing the pigeon. There we go. And anything more people should know about the pigeons? Maybe how can you keep them out of your yard?
What a good question. Don't have a bird feeder.
Okay. Well, let's remind folks once again while we're talking here to not forget that everyone's invited to the JAS Membership Potluck Barbecue coming up.
Right now?
Right now. You have to leave. You have to go over to Sandy Beach. So it's happening right now.
Yes.
Great barbecue.
Yep. In one of the shelters, which is perfect for today.
Yes. Well, that's what you have to plan on. So it's over at Sandy Beach. And members and folks interested in learning more about Audubon Society are all welcome to join over there right now. And it's going until about 7:30 tonight. And they're going to be a brief overview of things that you guys do and that sort of thing. And of course, questions being answered. Anything else happening in the Audubon world in the next 10 seconds here? Did we cover enough?
Be sure and keep watching for those migratory birds. Lots of shorebirds are passing through.
Okay, that sounds great. Brenda, thanks so much for coming in and sharing everything you know about the birds. It's always great to hear. That's it for Juneau Afternoon for now, broadcast live from Tlingit Ani on 104.3. I'm Andy Klein. Thanks for listening today.